Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Two big celebrations yesterday, if I understand it right. Abby, how was your birthday yesterday?
It was good. I mean, it was kind of unexpectedly lovely because I had very low expectations because I was like, you know, I've had two really good birthdays the last couple of years. Last year, Shmila Shmin called in. The year before, I did like a girls' trip to Charleston. So I was like, you know what? 2-8, we're going to keep it low-key. I'm going to get a cake from Publix. I'm going to bring it in and we'll just have a little sweet treat at the end of the show. And so I'm sitting here and then all of a sudden there's flowers outside for my parents. Y'all brought a cake and then sang to me. It was like the sweetest thing ever. So it was a very like nice, chill, low-key birthday, mm-hmm. which is good because I will be very un-low-key this weekend celebrating my birthday in Nashville.
Okay, this is one of the first ways that you can tell that you are getting older is that rather than celebrate hard on your birthday, you're looking to the weekend saying, hey, I need to charge my batteries now on a Tuesday in order to prepare for Saturday.
Well, it's hard to go hard on a Tuesday. Tuesday and Wednesday are objectively the worst days to have a birthday because Monday you can kind of just carry over the weekend's festivities into Monday. But then Tuesday and Wednesday are kind of like these roadblocks. Thursday has Friday energy, and then of course the weekend is the weekend. So
this is a 28-year-old's way of thinking. At 21, you aren't thinking like that. You were like, go hard, go hard, go hard.
I know. I have a frontal lobe that wasn't there before, so I've clearly fully cooked.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
An anniversary yesterday for you?
It was Bart and I's 8th wedding anniversary yesterday. We did nothing.
Did you at least wish each other a happy anniversary at some point?
We did.
High five each other, headbutt, something.
So I was telling these guys yesterday that he and I both just completely forgot to wish each other a happy anniversary yesterday morning when I came into work. It was so funny because I even like forgot my yoga mat when I got to the car. So I had to go run back to the house. He handed me the yoga mat and we still didn't wish each other a happy. Like I remember to get my yoga mat, but I still didn't remember to wish my husband a happy anniversary. But we texted happy anniversary and then so sweet.
You guys are bending over backwards for each other.
But in true like soulmate form, we got each other the exact same gift that we have like for the past couple years, which is crazy.
Nothing.
Exactly.
You really are on the same page.
Yeah.
Different relationships, yeah. Things work differently for different relationships. Some people would be like so offended by that. Like how this our love is the number one priority. Everybody wants what we have. Of course we're gonna celebrate it. Doesn't work for you guys.
Well, so for the wedding day, I think it's because we were together so long prior to getting married. So he proposed after we had been together for 10 years. Our wedding day, we had already been together for 11 years. So I feel like the day we met is actually like kind of more of a bigger deal to him and I than our actual wedding day. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but
makes sense to y'all.
It makes sense to us. It was sweet though, because last night, because you know I'm in charge of bedtime with Jimmy, my husband gets him up because I'm here, so I, you know, I have the bedtime routine, and we're sitting there. And Jimmy gave Bart, I almost called him Dada. Jimmy gave Bart a kiss goodnight. And then he walked out. And then Jimmy goes, but Mama, I want Dada to give you a kiss.
Aww. Aww. So he remembered it was your anniversary.
No, so then Bart came back in. And so we gave each other a kiss and we said happy anniversary. And I told Jimmy, I go, Jimmy, today is the day that Mama and Dada got married. And he goes, you did? And I go, yeah. And so I pulled up some pictures on my phone and I showed him some pictures of the wedding. And in true kid form, he's like, where was I? And he goes, why wasn't I invited? And I go, well, you weren't born yet, but you would come. But we sat there and we looked at pictures of like the wedding and who all was there and stuff like that. So it was, yeah, it was sweet.
That sounds like a great anniversary, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not giving each other presents, but going through those pictures, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, no, Jimmy and I did. Bart was downstairs feeding the dogs.
What?
Whoa, we have a...
Hold, please. I did not see this coming.
That this early in the morning.
Yeah, right?
Dang.
Too early.
Okay, so if you guys are new around here, I have challenged the Bert Show to get celebrities to call into the Bert Show, and whoever gets the quote-unquote biggest celebrity at the end of April, then they will get a paid vacation, a week off from the Bert Show. And we promised you whenever we have a celebrity on the line, you'll hear that sound, and we will stop whatever it is we're doing. We will go to the phones. None of us know who is on the phone right now, so that makes it fun for us. But everybody's looking at me all curiously like,
well, I'm looking at our phone software, right? So this person is definitely on the East Coast. So it's not somebody calling from the West Coast, because it would be 3:00 their time.
I also
that would be more impressive.
Yeah. This might build some excitement also. The last time we did this, I sent an email out to Katie and to Tommy saying, hey, thank you so much for putting on the screen who that celebrity was, because some of us in here might not have known. I think that was a really smart thing for them to do, just so we could do a quick search, right? But I said, with celebrities that we all know, don't put the name up. Don't put the name up at all. So
there's no name.
There's no name.
There's no name.
There's no name.
I'm not reacting this time. I'm giving my reactions to myself.
That's probably for the best.
That is not good radio.
All right. So let's see who our celebrity is. Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this? That was awfully anticlimactic.
Yeah, Elizabeth Jesus.
Oh, there we go. Who is it? Who is this?
This is Clark, but you have Russell Wilson on the line.
Russell Wilson.
Who is it?
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is on
Super
the line.
Super Bowl champion Russell Wilson.
Whoa, how did Cassie get Russell Wilson?
Who pulled this one off?
That's crazy.
This is insane.
That's using your head.
I know it's me.
Where's Russell? Let's talk to Russell.
Man, what's up, guys?
What's up, Russ?
Good morning.
Baby, what's happening, man? It's good to be on the line with y'all this morning.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Mo, you want to tell the obvious connection that we got here, or you have here?
I guess this one will be not much of a secret. My dad is the head of security for Russell Wilson and Sierra, and so I might have tried to pull a string or two to get Russ to call in this morning. Russ, I feel like we've been family for some time, but I never officially got to kick it with you, so let me just say it's nice to officially meet you.
Yeah, man, well, we're kicking it now, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See,
it's good to be on here with you guys, man.
It's super smart for you to call in here, because if Mo tells his dad, like, hey, I reached out to Russ and he hasn't hit me back, then maybe security's a little lighter than it normally is. Maybe he's not paying maybe he's not paying attention as much as he should be to Russell.
No, man, no. It's obviously his dad is amazing, amazing man, amazing friend. This great soul. But no, man, I just wanted to hop on with you guys because I know you guys have a great station and everything else. And me and C got a lot of good going on. We're super busy. I know you guys up in ATL. I was just in ATL, obviously. Also, too, you know, C being from there and everything else. It's a lot of love. A lot of love on the phone. You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
I love so much how you refer to her as C. It's just so sweet.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, you know, I go see Sierra, CC, you know, all the above.
I feel like just him mentioning her alone, I should get a 2-for-1.
No,
it's like they both called. Thank you for calling, Russ, man. How you feeling about New York in the upcoming season?
I'm feeling great, man. We're excited about the opportunity to play in and be in New York City. It's such a special city organization. Man, we got some great players, and what an opportunity it is. So fired up about it. The family's loving it, too, and Sierra's got a lot going on, too, in her world. She's got, you know, her new song, Ecstasy. I'm sure y'all seen that video.
That's her.
You know, it's a super, super good video, and, you know, it's been trending like crazy, her Defy Gravity chair challenge thing. Everybody's doing. We need to get y'all on the radio station doing it and posting it at her. But everybody's doing it, so it's been cool, and she's been having fun. I told her, I said, man, with that kind of video, you really are trying to have Cinco.
Let's try to get to it.
You're doing too much. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but things have been good, man. It's been a blessing for sure.
Russell Wilson joining us just for a second here. We can't let you go without Tommy, our show director, saying, hey, this is huge for him.
Yeah, hey, Russell, I'm a class of 1992 NC State Wolfpack alum. I just want to thank you for the way you've repped the Wolfpack over the years. I know you left, went to Wisconsin for a year, but you still come back. You did the commencement speech a few years ago, and I just want to thank you for repping the Wolfpack.
Of course, man. No, NC State means the world to me, man. It's a special place. I was able to graduate early there in 3 years and everything else, and just play a lot of football, a lot of baseball, a lot of friends, a lot of people that I'm forever grateful for. As you mentioned, did the commencement speech there. It's just, that was one of the coolest memories of my life so far, is doing it there. So, man, so much good, so many people. And, you know, it's forever home for me, too.
Tommy's being cool right now, but last time I was in his basement, he was pulling out Wheaties boxes, which you wanted. Man. It's real over there.
My entire basement, Russ, is 1,650 square feet of nothing but NC State.
Man, you got a big old basement, man.
I had to get Russ, get Mo to send the video. I've got a video of it, and I'll send it to you through his dad.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Well, sounds great.
Hey, we want to give you the opportunity also to promote any kind of charity that you are working with recently that you'd like to promote as well, just as a thank you for calling in.
Yeah, well, we have our charity, our Why Not You Foundation. You know, started because my dad used to always say, "Why not you? Why not you?" Me and Sierra, you know, and co-founders of it. It's been fun to launch and be a part of, and just we've helped so many kids along the way. You know, we actually just. And just recently, we were, me and Sierra on the board of the V Foundation, and obviously you guys know who Jimmy Valvano was and all the things he was able to do and make a difference in, but, you know, we just had a really cool event in Sonoma, which is basically Napa, California, a wine country, and did a really cool event there, you know, raising money and all that with our Why Not You Foundation in partnership with the V Foundation. We do a lot of cool things, got a lot of amazing things. We, you know, we have our school in Seattle, Why Not You Academy. It's so cool just seeing kids graduate and go to college at graduation the other day. And just, it's an exciting time. And then we have our Why Not You Academies. You know, we launched our first one actually in Pittsburgh, and kids are loving that there. We want to launch others. We got to do another Why Not You Academy in Atlanta. C wants to do one day, hopefully. And there's a lot of things that we're inspiring people, you know, these Why Not You centers and everything else. So, man, just God has been good. He's been faithful, and just try to continue to just honor who he is and what he's done. And so, yeah, if you guys ever want to make a difference, Why Not You Foundation, we're doing a really good job of that. Check us out.
Yeah, and if you're in Atlanta doing an event and you need any kind of help at all, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you out.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, man, for sure.
Russell Wilson, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time, Russ. Thank you for doing this, man.
Guys, I'm pulling up to practice here in about 1 minute, so I'll talk to you guys soon, and looking forward to Mo. I'll holler at you guys, man, and thanks for having me on the call. Super grateful.
Yes, sir. Good luck this
Take
season.
Take care now.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, that is the quarterback of the New York Giants now.
I can't believe Mikey got Russell Wilson on.
That's crazy.
Taking my credit. Here we go.
It was so funny. funny how we were supposed to remain anonymous, but as soon as we heard the name, we're like, we know who's behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, who's going to be able to hide that one?
I mean, as you, if your dad couldn't pull that for you, yeah. I'd have to worry about your relationship a little bit.
It wasn't easy.
I'm just glad we got through the whole interview without Abby assuming it was Eli Manning. Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I've heard mixed feelings from couples about whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing if you don't fight. Well, actor George Clooney recently did an interview with astronaut Gayle King on CBS Mornings.
Did you say astronaut?
Yes. Of course. World-renowned astronaut Gayle King doing her side gig, her side quest on CBS Mornings with George Clooney, where he said that after 11 years of being married to Amal, they are still trying to find something to fight about.
And Amal and I, you know, I mean, we were here with you once before, and remember we said we'd never had an argument. We still haven't.
You still haven't?
No, we're trying to find something to fight about.
but
I think because I started so late with them all.
I remember when you said you'd never get married, you'd never have kids.
Yes.
Now you're married. And you have
see
two
what happened. Yeah. Look what happened to me.
Yeah.
And we're just we have such a I feel so extraordinarily lucky to have met this incredible woman.
Yeah, I think you can't go that long without having disagreements, but fights and arguments are different. And I do feel differently about this now also, because in the relationship I'm in now with Amanda, my heart is so in it 100% that the thought about fighting seems so inconsequential, because we're going to be with each other forever. So why are, at least I'm sure hoping so. So why fight about things when we're working towards a common cause? Like, let's just talk it out. That's not necessarily a fight. It's a disagreement, but there's really no reason to fight.
So the rumors weren't true.
That they're getting split up?
Yeah.
Thank God, because they're so cute together. They really have built such a beautiful life together. But I mean, I was wondering from the couple standpoint, like, is it a red flag if you quote unquote don't fight? Because some people feel like you need to fight to have like a full relationship where you feel like you can fully express your feelings.
I used to have that mentality. I used to feel like if you didn't fight in your relationship, then it lacked passion and it wasn't as like fiery as it should be. But it took for me to be in a healthy relationship to change my perspective and realize that, no, maybe I just wasn't in healthy relationships before. I really think disagreements don't have to be arguments. So I could see how you wouldn't fight in a healthy relationship.
In the almost 20 years that my husband and I have been together, we have had disagreements. Feelings have been hurt for sure. But as far as like a fight, if any screaming, yelling, any that's never happened. We've never had like this, what I would consider like a verbal altercation, like a fight. Have there been conversations and disagreements? Absolutely. But as far as like raised voices and no, we just, we never had. Now that, again, don't get it twisted. He has definitely hurt my feelings and I have hurt his. But I don't think that there's anything that would constitute a fight.
That's how I've always felt about relationships, because my parents, like, to a toxic extent, like, I've never seen them mm-hmm. have a full blown fight. I've seen them argue once over directions on vacation, mm-hmm. but I think to some extent showing your kids disagreements and conflict in front of them is not a bad thing, because I think after seeing my parents literally never argue, I was like, oh, well, if you have conflict in a relationship, then that's bad.
Yeah, I think we might have thrown our kids also when we got divorced, when Stacey and I got divorced, because we never really argued in front of the kids. So they would never know that there was anything up at all. So when we told them that the relationship, you know, the marriage was ending, I think it was a little jarring because they never really saw us arguing like that.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, with George Clooney, like, when you look like that and his wife looks like that and you make that much money, I mean, what is there to argue about? You live Lake Como. You shouldn't be arguing. All right, let's circle back to Ben Affleck, because we did talk about this on the show a couple of weeks back, where he was kind of making fun of his son for wanting $6,000 sneakers. And on a recent interview with Today with Jenna and Friends, he revealed that not only is he not buying his kids five-figure shoes, he is making them work for their money.
Do your kids work? I mean, is that something that you started?
My oldest two have jobs. In fact, one just got a job and one like the kind of classic, you know, teenager working at a shop mm-hmm. job. I won't say what it is. And my older one who's in college is working and trying to get an internship for the summer and stuff. And yeah, my son who's 13, he's reckoning with that reality right now. He's looking at no shoes in his closet, thinking about, well, he got shoes, just no like crazy expensive fancy shoes. I'm like, well, if you want that, you can work 1,000 hours.
I mean, seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, minimum wage.
How many babysitting gigs?
You work 1,000 hours, you might not want to spend that on a pair of sneakers, you know?
Exactly.
He's becoming one of my favorite celebrities because he's so relatable. And I think he came up in a really good, hardworking family. And he hasn't lost that work ethic when it comes to his kids. And I think when you make that kind of money and you have that kind of celebrity, it's a one percenter problem. Mm-hmm. But I think there is like the cautionary tale of giving your kids too much because you can. Right. And then they don't learn how to earn it themselves. And he's definitely not doing that.
Yeah. And I think it's because Ben Affleck is one of those celebrities that really did have to work their way to the top. Like, I kind of vaguely know his story of him and Matt Damon creating the script for Good Will Hunting because no one would hire mm-hmm. them. So they know what it takes to get into the world. Like, they weren't Nepo babies that were just given every opportunity. So I think it's only natural that they're going to do the same thing for their kids and make sure that they work for what they want. All right, new audio allegedly captures Shannon Sharp making threatening remarks towards his SA accuser. I'm going to play you those clips on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Should a restaurant ever call you, and say, hey, you didn't leave a tip? Initially, you're going to say, absolutely not. But let's hear it out. This is the email.
Hey, I recently had a birthday dinner at a nice restaurant that I frequent on a monthly basis. There were 14 of us. My friend that set up the dinner received a call after we left the restaurant that night asking about our dinner and if everything was okay. She said everything was great. And then the owner said she was asking because the tip amount was sufficient. I think that means insufficient.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't sufficient.
Wasn't sufficient. With a group of 14, what I think happened was that they assumed that the gratuity was included, so a few of the girls didn't leave anything. My friend that organized it wasn't one of them, nor did she know what other people at the other end of the table tipped. Who was in the wrong here? I think it was tacky of the owner to call and probably lost future business because of it. The policy up until a week before we came was that there was an automatic tip on parties 8 or more. How can they tactfully tell people that that is no longer the policy?
Abby.
Well, I never worked in the restaurant industry, so I really don't feel like I'm the right person to give advice to somebody who runs a restaurant, but this feels like just bad business. I feel like if you're going to change your policy, that's public knowledge on your website or whatever, where it says you're going to have like an automatic tip of 8 or more, and then the next week it changes, I feel like that's something that your waiter's got to say, hey, don't forget to tip me. Like, I, girls got to eat.
Yeah, Kristen doesn't like to talk about it a lot because she doesn't like to brag. But she did do plenty of years at TGI Fridays. Let's go.
I started as a hostess. I graduated to back of house where I was an expediter and then moved on to being a server. And this was back in the TGI Friday days where you had your red and white striped shirt, your suspenders, and your 15 pieces of flair. And that was actually a thing. This is on the restaurant. This is completely the restaurant's fault. So typically in the restaurant industry, if you have a party of eight or more, they're going to automatically add gratuity.
Right.
That's just common knowledge.
Nowadays, two or more.
Yeah, I know. There are yes. some places.
Seriously. And this has been standard, the eight person or more thing, yes. for years and years and years and years and years. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it. If yeah. I'm sitting down and we're all going out to dinner and I'm mm-hmm. paying, I know it's just going to be added to the bill. That's it.
Well, so in this instance, because they had a large group, 14 is a very large group, and then they did individual checks. So on the individual check, it's still should say, like, if there was tip included or not. But if you had been drinking and you're not looking, servers have come up to the table and said, I don't ever recall anybody saying gratuity has been added, but I have had servers say for, like, larger parties, gratuity has not been added because they were hoping mm-hmm. to get more than the standard 18% or even 20%. So in this instance, if you did not add gratuity to this large group, it is up to the restaurant to make sure the party has been informed. Mm-hmm. By the way, we did not include gratuity. Mm-hmm. We wanted to leave that up to your discretion.
Yeah, and I've had that happen, and it's no insult. It doesn't seem tacky to me at all. Like, I consider myself a very good tipper, and here's a secret. If you're a Burt Show listener and you are in the service industry and I'm sitting at your table, if you tell me you're a Burt Show listener, you're getting a bigger tip.
Same. Because I don't want you going and telling people I'm
exactly.
cheap.
Exactly. You got us where you want us.
But I'll tell you what will ruin tipping for you in this country is traveling. Where you never have to worry about it, like in most countries, or other countries, not most, but in a large amount of countries, they don't have any tipping at all. In fact, I've been to countries where it's an insult to tip, right? Or if you do tip, it's 10% max, which as an American, you always feel sheepish about walking away from a table, even if it's totally within their culture, only leaving 10%. But then coming back to the States after that, you really start to get very sensitive about how much you have to tip in this country, even on random things. I think you brought this up the other day when you're at a liquor store yeah. and all they do is hand you a bottle and then they turn around the deal and you're supposed to like tip 20% on that.
It's like it's 18, 20 or 22%, I think, of your options. And like you said, all you did the shopping. You went out and found the bottle you wanted and brought it to the guy. But yeah, they still expect a tip.
Yeah, but I don't think under any circumstance, Kristen, again, you've worked at Fridays. Should a restaurant hit you up and call you?
Well, not even that. Like, I worked at Fridays. I also worked at an upscale family owned business. Granted, they didn't let me in the dining room. I could only work in the bar and the patio. but the fact the owner called, I feel like this is very obvious here that they assumed tip was included because it was a large party. And if people didn't leave a tip, that's why. So you just have to take the L on that. Mm-hmm. Like that's on you, man.
Having been a server, the truth of it is you win some, you lose some. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the truth. But I do think for as a server and as a restaurant, if you don't have gratuity on a table this size, you should definitely say mm-hmm. something. I get why you expect people to read the receipt, but that's just not an assumption you should make.
Right.
And you should never call somebody. That's pretty tender.
That was wild that the owner called. It was insane. Like, was something wrong with the service?
What's your problem?
The Burt Show. All right, let me play the part as the Burt Show town crier here for 1 second, okay? Now hear this! Cassie is going through a midlife crisis.
Are we supposed to cheer after that?
So I have been informed. And let me tell you, when my husband dropped that truth bomb on me, I was speechless. I just sat there and I was like, huh, you might be right. Because here's the thing. Lately in my life, I've had a lot of stuff going on. Very quick recap for those who aren't in the know. 5 trees fell in my house over a year ago. Insurance is stringing us along. We've been living in an RV, have been out of our house for a year. There's been a slew of injuries across me and my husband, and my mother has been battling breast cancer. So it's been a lot right now. And so I think this year has really made me look at my life. And at one point I realized, the thing I looked forward to most every day was 20 minutes in my car at night by myself.
Sure.
And that is how I would check out and decompress. And I told my husband, I was like, that is not healthy. Like, that's not normal. But I have two kids under five. We're in an RV together. I recognize that it's just a stage of life.
Okay, so just so I have this right. You guys are all hanging out in the RV or what have you, and you politely excuse yourself. You go out to the car, and you just hang there for 20 minutes in solitary confinement.
Yeah, after the kids go to bed.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad to me at all.
I just check out. But that's a problem for me is when out of the entire day, like everything going on in my life, that is the thing I can't wait for. As soon as I wake up, I'm like, I'm going to get those 20 minutes in my car tonight by myself.
Okay, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, you doing it, I don't think is anything to be concerned about, but the fact that you look forward to it all day.
Mm. And that it's the highlight and the thing I want most.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Let's stay here for just one second, though, because I think most people find themselves in that. Where are you supposed to find the time, then? I mean, if you're not carving it out like that, I mean, you're a working mom. You have like two or three jobs besides here. You're also with my network, my Pioneer Network, also podcasting network. So you're busting your butt. So I think most men and women are like, when do I get just a second to myself? So why beat yourself up about it if you're looking forward to that time?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with the time. And my husband doesn't either. Like, he willingly, he's like, go do what you need. I think it's more for me and looking at life, like I'm getting to do these amazing things with my kids. I have a job that I truly love. I love coming in here and hanging with you guys. But I'm treating my life like a business, right? So it's just wake up, grind, do this, check, 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 check. And then the thing that I get for myself is 20 minutes of alone time. That is not a fulfilling life. That is, to me, is not what life is supposed to be about. I'm not supposed to live to work. I'm supposed to work to support my life. And that's not what's happening. And it's circumstance. It's time. It's my kids' ages. I'm not alone in this. I feel like there are every parent listening in the car is like, yep, same. So my thing is, though, I've been looking at my life being like, what can I do to shake things up? So that's kind of been my theme of the year. What can I do out of the box thinking to shake my life up? Not so drastic, not like quit and move, but drastically enough where I feel like maybe I am developing myself as a person so I can be a better person for my kids. So I can be a more interesting person for my husband. So I feel fulfilled for me. And so part of that was, you know, doing a lot of self-reflection and thinking. So I started getting tattoos. I got two within the course of a month. I started being chill about a lot more recreational stuff that I'm doing. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But like, I'm talking to my husband about this. He's like, yeah, it's kind of like a midlife crisis. And I'm like, I'm not having a midlife crisis. And I was like, maybe I am. I'm getting tatted up. I'm hanging out in my car by myself. I'm meeting the Mary Jane, which I never used to do. All this stuff.
If you get a motorcycle, then you know for certain that you're going through a midlife crisis.
Or a Corvette. Maybe a Porsche.
Funny you mentioned the motorcycle.
No.
No. Well, my dad has one. My husband had one.
Here we go.
My father-in-law is a certified Harley Davidson mechanic, and like he lives in an RV and travels the country, and literally bought what's called a toy hauler because it has a garage in the back for his motorcycles.
Are you serious?
I literally told Chad yesterday. I was like, I want to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
You did. Oh my God.
Go for it.
Here it comes. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to do it because when we had kids, I told him he was no longer allowed to ride, and he had to sell his bike because we have children. So I'm going to wait till the kids are 18 before I do that because I don't want to lose a parent. But so I'm going to start a little more chill with something I've always wanted to do, but I could lose limbs from it. And it's not a motorcycle. I want to learn how to build stuff with like saws. I don't even know the names of the saws. Those saws.
Yep.
I want to build cabinets. I want to restore furniture. Totally. It's a midlife crisis too. I've already bought planter boxes for a garden I'm going to build. Like, I'm ready to start building, but I, other than Home Depot, I literally don't know how to do any of this. And I feel like watching a YouTube version is like Bert saying he could watch a YouTube video of someone doing a C-section and got it.
No problem.
Yeah, exactly. So I just, how do I do this?
So I hate the word crisis here, although, and this is from a guy that's a little bit ahead of you on this whole thing. First of all, my dad used to tell me that I was going through middle age crisis at 19. Because I've always had this kind of attitude like, oh my God, it's coming to an end so fast, right? I do think that this happens as you start to go through middle age, that I've said this before on the show so many times, that the biggest motivator for me is the thought of death. Like, at some point or another, you get to an age where you realize this isn't going to last forever. The crisis part of this whole thing happens when it hits you all like in one weekend and you're like, I got to make all these changes right now. But the truth of the matter is, we are going to pass. And as you're looking at your time here on Earth, you start to think, okay, with the amount of time that I have left here, what do I really want to do that I haven't been able to do? And I think it's a natural process in life. The crisis is trying to do it all at one time, right? And making all these drastic changes now rather than over the course of months and years.
Yeah, Chad's like, it's not a bad thing. It's great that you're looking at your life. And I think the thing is, I'm always like, one day I'm going to do that. One day I definitely will. And when you're in your 20s, like, you feel like you have all the time. And even in your 30s, you're like, you have all the time. And, you know, when he said, you're having a middle age, I'm like, I'm not middle aged. And I was like, oh my God, I'm 39. Am I middle aged? Like, kind of, yes. And it just made me realize it's not so much the thought of looming death as one day is now. And I've realized that I've spent the last 20 years saying, one day I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to teach myself how to do that. Yeah. And it's got to be now, or else I'm going to wake up at 60 and be like, oh, okay, well, what now? So anyway, if you know anyone who teaches woodworking, will help me not saw a limb off. I appreciate Bart's Nub Club, but I don't really want to lose any fingers. I would love to learn how to, like even a box. Maybe, just build something.
Maybe I'm so much older than you guys that you didn't have this experience when you were a kid. Did you ever have those wood burning kits when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
You never heard of it?
No.
Is that what y'all did before TikTok?
Kind of.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I am determined to not have history repeat itself, but the PTSD that you guys are going to feel in here for just a second is going to be real. I am weaning myself off of Effexor again.
No.
Oh, I know. The last time. There's a lot to unpack here, so give me a second to try to let it unfold. So 20-something years ago when I started the Burt Show, this was the only radio station in America that would take a chance on me and allow me to try to host a show, right? We were on a smaller signal back then. It was destined to fail. And I was so nervous about it every single day. I was co-hosts on show. I was sidekicks on shows and producers. And this was the very first time that anybody was giving me a shot to host a show. And I stressed myself out so much about it that when I went to go see a therapist, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's give you the smallest dose of Effexor here just to take the edge off a little bit so you're not sketching yourself out every single day. You get some proper sleep and actually enjoy the newness of this whole thing. That was 25 years ago. I never got off the Effexor. Always have taken the smallest amount, 37.5 milligrams. Usually when you take Effexor, you take the 37 and then you start working your way up to something much more ambitious to really balance you out. I just never needed it, man. It just took the edge off just enough, right? So now we fast forward 25 years, and it was how long ago? Well, I know exactly how long ago it was when I stopped taking it, because it was the day that I yelled at Tommy on his birthday when I was weaning off of Effexor, which is a really difficult thing to do. And anybody that takes these SSRIs, you get addicted to them. Your body gets addicted to the chemicals, right? So when you're trying to get off of it, there is a weaning process. I didn't know that at the time, really, and started doing it myself. So as I was weaning, it was a really, really bad time for me, man. My fuse was super short. The last day I took it was when I yelled at Tommy on his birthday. A couple of days before that, I don't know that I talked about this on the air, I almost got in a fight with another parent at a soccer match.
You mean the last day you stopped taking it? You started back up on it again?
Yeah, that was the last day I took it. And then as soon as I yelled at Tommy, I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm going to get back on it.
Yeah.
I went back to the 37 and a half. And there were times where I was in situations that were stressful. And in my mind, I would say, don't react like this. Don't react like this. Don't react like this. And then I couldn't control it. Like I said, I almost got in a fight with a parent at a soccer match, man. So I'm like, that's it. I'll worry about this later. Okay, now let's fast forward a little bit. I told you guys that I've been diagnosed with ADHD, which I sort of have always known in the back of my mind, but now I need to do something about it.
And so has everybody that's ever worked with
you. Yeah, right.
And I say that lovingly.
And sorry if I'm repeating some of this stuff if you've heard it again, but I never wanted to get it treated because I thought it helped me in this career, which it really did. There's a lot of multitasking going on. You know, I'm looking at schedules. I'm paying attention to Abby. I'm wondering what's coming up next. It really satisfied me that way, and I didn't want to stop it. But now I'm going through a part of my life where it's very difficult for me to get any kind of peace at all from all the thoughts that are going through my head, not only during the show, but after the show. And I'm exhausted. I'm tired, man. I just need some peace. So I got the diagnosis of ADHD. Also, while I don't feel stressed, I have so many gadgets and so many different ways that tell me that my body is stressed out every single day, even if I don't feel it. Like, I just don't feel that kind of stress. But I've got these gadgets and these different things that tell me, like, you're not getting into a deep sleep. You're not recovering every single day. You're not healthy, even though I feel fine, right? So now that I'm working on this, I'm reading a book called The Busy Brain Cure. I've seen another doctor that is helping me wean off the Effexor. And look, I have been nervous to do this also because it doesn't only affect me. Clearly, it affects you guys also. That when you snap and you're just moody and you feel like everything is just worse than it really is while you're coming off of this thing, I just didn't want to handle it the same way. So the doctor I saw gave me a drug to use to overlap as I'm weaning off of the Effexor. I don't want to mention what that medication is yet, only because I don't know if it's going to work or not, and I don't want to endorse it until I know it's working, right? So I'm on two at the same time, and the theory here is to get off of the Effexor while the other drug is doing something similar, but it's not addictive. So at some point or another, I'll be able to get off the Effexor. I haven't taken the Effexor now in about a week. Mm-hmm. That tracks?
Yep.
Was that the look that I got?
Yeah.
And so yesterday when I wasn't in, and this is why it's multi-layered, yesterday when I wasn't in, I woke up in the middle of the night with what I would consider my very first migraine ever. I got up in the morning and just felt that angst and that anger, and I was tired, and I'm like, you know what? Rather than come in here and cause damage to people, if things aren't going 100% right, rather than me yell at somebody or act like I am not, then I'm just going to take the morning off. So that's why I wasn't here yesterday. So I already feel like, by the way, the doctor has said, because I've been on this amount of Effexor for so long, it's not doing anything for me anymore. So the chemicals are still in there, but it doesn't have the same effect on my mind and mood as it did 25 years ago. So we're not sure if I'm moving on to something else, but during this weaning process, I'm off Effexor now, and I've substituted it with something that is not addictive, so I will easily be able to come off of that also. And then we start working on the ADHD also to relax my body for longevity.
Look at you.
Woo!
All right.
I am super proud of you for seeking a medical professionals' help in making sure you do this the right way, not just for yourself, but for everybody around you, because that's a very thoughtful and selfless way to go about it.
I am just at a point where I think this is the underliner for me, and Cassie mentioned it a while ago also, is this that you get to a certain age and you realize, like, this is not going to last forever. And my mind hasn't been at rest my entire life. And I'm so jealous of people that can find peace somehow, some way in the middle of the day when my mind is racing all the time, and I'm not willing to live the rest of my days out with this rat race that is going on in my head all the time. And I don't want to take it out on you guys. And I felt so bad about the Tommy day that I'm just like, I am not going to risk that. I'm not going to risk coming in here and dropping my mental bomb, my stress on you guys also. So I took the mental health day. I think that's what it's designed for.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
So now that you are off something, does that
Shut
mean we should
up,
be looking?
should we be looking? Question.
We should be looking for something to be on, right?
Now, what's that?
No, I was joking, saying that now that you're off something, should we be looking for something to be on, just in case?
Maybe. The process has been much easier this time than last time. So while that fuse was super short before, it's not as short, but it's still kind of short. So I'm proceeding with caution. So I'm asking you guys for some patience over the next week.
Got it.
All right.
Grace will be offered.
All right. Hey, Cam, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show.
Good morning, Bert. I feel so bad because I feel your pain. I've been on Effexor before. It was great when it worked. But when you come off of that, it is like the worst medicine to ever come off of.
Yeah.
I had to come off of it when I was pregnant, and it was just a nightmare.
And I don't think my doctor at the time properly told me how difficult it was to get off of. I just was naive 25 years ago.
Yeah, and
not nearly as in tune with my body or what medications can do to you 25 years ago. So I just assumed that once I was done being like, I'll just be off of it. Mm-hmm. And it is a very, very difficult drug to come off of, as you know, Kim.
So hard.
So
feel your pain.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Appreciate
you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your grace.
You're welcome.
I'm going to need it.
Okay.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, I was going to play this clip of Shannon Sharpe reacting to his accuser, but it's a little bit dicey. I know there's still some kids in the car, so we're going to push that off to the next break for E-Buzz. So if you wanted to hear what Shannon Sharpe allegedly said to his SA accuser, tune in the 8 a.m. or the podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast. But Jimmy Fallon, he made a tribute to the Pope that is turning out to be pretty divisive. If you somehow missed this global news, the Pope has passed. He waited for Jesus to do his thing on Sunday, and then Monday, he passed early in the morning. And a couple of months ago, like pretty recently, Jimmy Fallon and a bunch of other comedians actually got to visit the Pope and got to meet him in person. It was this really cool thing, and I remember, I can't remember what comedian had said it, but the Pope had like thanked them for bringing joy to the world and doing their job, which I can imagine as a comedian, when you're literally meeting a world leader, like that's got to feel really good. So Jimmy Fallon posted a tribute to the Pope, who of course recently passed away. So there's this photo of him and they're shaking hands and, you know, they're smiling at each other. And then Jimmy Fallon captions it. It was an honor meeting Pope Francis last summer. I'm glad I made you laugh. Thank you for your encouraging words. Rest in peace. Now, most people saw it for what it is a beautiful tribute. Him just trying to say, you know, shout out to the Pope. You are great. Love you. And now some people are feeling like it's a little bit of a narcissistic thing to do in the way that he phrased his caption. So somebody commented, when I die, I want all my friends to post pictures of me and say how happy they are to have made me laugh.
I really do think this continues the chatter that we've had about people pushing back on celebrity, especially recently. It's just a different time now.
And honestly, I kind of do feel bad for the celebrities, because I feel like when you have been in the public eye for as long as somebody like Jimmy Fallon has been in the public eye, like, I feel like your brain chemistry has to change. Like, you just operate differently. And not that you're not responsible for things that you say or whatever, but you just live in a different world that, in his mind, he probably thought that was a beautiful tribute. But to everyone else that is living like everyday lives, you know, very normal existence, I think we can see some of those nuances in the phrasing of those words. I think the Pope may be the exemption to this rule, but when celebrities pass away, there is this cringe moment where people like to post photos of themselves with said dead celebrity if they have ever crossed paths. This is not a celebrity. This is not somebody you're friends with. This is not somebody that you broke bread with. This is literally somebody you met for 2.2 seconds. And it's very much giving, I'm going to make this dead celebrity's death about me, instead of just posting a picture of them and honoring their legacy. It's not like, hey, look, oh my God, this is so sad. This person passed away. It's no, hey, look, I met this person before they passed away. Now with the Pope, because he does so many audiences, to have an interaction with him, I think is a sacred moment and is very personal to everybody. So I can understand why, I mean, tons of people are posting the videos where they've been blessed or they've had interactions. So I do feel that he, you know, Pope Francis is the exemption to this rule, but I can understand why people are being like, could you make this any more about you and not Pope Francis?
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's about the moment. If you had a moment with this person and you're sharing that moment and that moment can touch other people in ways that they may not have known this person, then I think then you all right to post. But when you're just posting because it's like I met him or it seems like some clickbait or clout, I just think that's disgusting.
That's exactly the point I wanted to make also, is that if you're honoring them, not with just a picture, but you are giving some kind of insight and you are celebrating them and honoring them in a way that you experience that will give others reason to understand like what this person really was at their core. Like when Muhammad Ali passed away, I put a picture up, but it wasn't like, hey, here's me and Muhammad. Yeah. It was that he bridged the gap between me and my father and my kids and the love I experienced when I walked into that room and felt it with Muhammad Ali. Most people aren't going to get that opportunity, and I had that, and I thought that was appropriate. But just a picture saying, hey, I'm cool because I was with the Pope.
And again, it's what Muhammad Ali did for you. Could you imagine if you were like, glad I was able to make Muhammad Ali laugh?
Glad he got to meet such a legend.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's not what the Pope did for you, but it's what you did for the Pope.
All right, new audio allegedly captures Shannon Sharp making some threatening remarks towards his SA accuser. I'm finally going to play those clips for you on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.